Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, for the next 4 hours. Yeah, special podcast we've downloaded because there's so much football on. And of course, we begin with your views on that football on the back of five games in the FA Cup fourth round. Replays, of course. So this is what you had to say on your favourite radio show on national radio. That's right, my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. This is you with words falling out of your mouth.
And Williams is there. Oh, it could be an own goal! What a way for Liverpool to take the lead. And Shrewsbury, who gifted one to the Reds in Shropshire, have done it again on Merseyside.
Neil, the celebrations at the end there was almost a moment for those players that they may never ever get again. Yeah. It was really special, them facing the cop.
Yeah, it was. Because the game was so close and it was so intense and it was 1-0, it was like a release of emotion at the end. And they were deserved at that moment, and you could see like the crowd who stayed right to the end and didn't leave, and they were right behind the players, and that will live with those players and me for a very long time. It was an incredible night and a great FA Cup tie.
And James Milner was in attendance tonight. Did he pop in before, during or after?
No, he was there all night. He trained with us yesterday. He asked me whether he could come along, and I was like, of course you can, what do you think? And then he said, today, do you mind me coming in the dressing room? And of course, like, you're thinking, of course, don't be, you know. But that was so respectful of him anyway. And then he was in there. He was great with the young players. The advice he's given them, a little word, words of encouragement. You can hear him on the bench behind shouting. And I think he enjoyed the evening as well, as much as the supporters. And it was great to have somebody like him with us tonight in the dressing room.
Dean's been holding for a bit. He's a Liverpool fan. Hello, Dino.
Great show, guys. Listen to him very regularly on the way back from matches. Was there tonight. Fantastic game. Shrewsbury put up a great fight. But I wanted to point out that, I don't know what it is at the moment, but pundits and radio talk shows, they all seem to have it in for Klopp, or trying to find a way to put Klopp down. Now, before Christmas, I was listening to the show on my way back from the Villa game, and you absolutely annihilated Klopp for putting the kids out.
Who's you, Dean? Who's you? There's two of us here, mate, you know.
Yeah, but not you, sorry. The Mank, the Man United fan.
The Mank.
Stinks. Yeah, massively put Klopp down. And he totally contradicted himself, because he turned around and said at the beginning of that show that Ferguson, he didn't agree with Ferguson, but with Ferguson dropping out of the FA Cup. But then during the show, he slagged off the World Cup Championship.
That's not what I said, Dean.
You did.
No,
you
did. I've said many a time that Fergie didn't have final say in United pulling out of the FA Cup as defending champions.
But you slated the World Club Championship.
Yeah, I did. Community Shield.
No, the World Club Championship I'm talking about.
Yeah, it is the Community Shield.
Because Liverpool were about to go for that. We were playing the next night in the semi-final.
Yeah, I remember.
And so you slated that because Liverpool put the kids out, and you said, you know, it was a tough night for the kids, and I was there for that, and the kids played well. It was a Premiership team we played, albeit their second string Villa, but we still played well, lost 5-0, wasn't a 5-0 scoreline. Tonight you've said Klopp disrespected the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And I hear the last caller's point that he thinks Klopp should have been there, but Klopp can't do right for wrong. If he'd have been there, it's still Critchley's under 23 team.
Yeah, but he's the manager. It's a Liverpool game tonight.
He's the manager of the football club. He's not the manager of the under 23 team.
Do you know what, Dean? Do you know what happened tonight? Do you know what happened? Jurgen Klopp turned the FA Cup into the Chequered Trade Trophy tonight.
Oh,
that's what happened, Dean.
That's nonsense.
Sam Maximin at the other end, into the area, left-hand side, rolls two challenges and scores a quite magnificent goal to win it, surely, for Newcastle United.
And well done to him. Steve Bruce is talking to the Moose.
I am, Steve. You managed to chart for a cup replay, unlike Jurgen Klopp, and you saw your team win with a magnificent winning goal by Sam Maximin.
A magnificent winning goal. And how about the two goals Oxford have scored as well? I mean, I thought the game was just... it was just one. I think, like we all did, with 6-7 minutes to go. And if ever there was a cup tie, there's the cup tie. I mean, they score a wonderful free kick, and it's game on. Goalkeeper's up in the box, pumped in. We don't win the header, don't win the second one, and the boy hits a volley, which I don't think you'll hit a volley like that again, but no disrespect to him. And then you think, if there was an FA Cup, this is it. But I think overall, I think we deserved it, but made hard work of it.
Now, of course, I'm a Manchester United fan, and when people say the name Rio to me, that means just one thing. The 2011 American 3D computer animated musical adventure comedy telling the story of Blue, the domesticated parrot who is taken to Rio de Janeiro to mate with a free-spirited female parrot of the same species who's voiced by Anne Hathaway. One of my favourite films of the last decade. Huh? Oh, Rio Ferdinand. Yes, of course, that's what I meant. He was with Jake Watson, speaking at the launch of BT's 4-3-3 strategy.
We've seen protests from Manchester United fans in recent weeks, but you know, when you do look at the bigger picture, I mean, for myself as not a Manchester United fan, I see a club that is still in the running for the top four. It's not far off fifth place. Got to the semi-finals of the Carabao Cup, still in the FA Cup, still in the Europa League. I mean, is it really that bad?
Based on success in the former years, it paints a bad picture, yes, because fans remember that success, they remember them players around that time, and you get addicted to winning, and everyone wants to see their team produce the goods. And I think when you look at the level of investment that's gone into the actual players, the fans are sitting there saying we expect to see more out on the pitch. So yeah, I can see that angle, but again, all the other stuff that's been going on in recent, this last week or so, has been probably a bit far-fetched in terms of going to Pete Ed Woodward's house. I don't look at that and think that's the right thing to do at all, by any stretch of the imagination, and that's not the way to deal with these situations. But listen, at the end of the day, as Man United fans, you want to see them do well, and we're all sitting here talking and asking the questions and posing questions as to how it can be improved, and hopefully the powers that be within the football club hit the right notes.
One positive, just quickly on Manchester United, is with this transition we are seeing, we've seen a number of young players come through this season. One player in particular, Mason Greenwood, has been likened and compared to Robin Van Persie, a player that you played with at Manchester United. How impressed have you been with Mason, and how high do you think he can go in the game?
Yeah, I always knew about him as a kid coming through. He was someone who scored goals at will from every age group. He found it easy to score goals, and he seems to be doing the same with it in a Man United shirt at the top level in the first team. So he's transitioning well. I think we have to be careful with how much we put on his shoulders. He doesn't need that responsibility yet. He's too young. He needs to be nurtured the right way. And hopefully there's players in that changing room, staff in the building who are taking that pressure off his shoulders and just saying they can go out there and play and learn on the job, yes. But he's a wonderful footballer. I think he's going to go for many years to come and be a huge talent in this country. And if he's nurtured the right way, I think we have to take a good yardstick and a good look at how Michael Owen was kind of developed and nurtured as a kid. I think he was probably mishandled as a young kid coming through, and has played far too many games as a young kid. Given his talent, that's why, but you've got to kind of put them on the reins a little bit. And Michael Owen would say himself he probably suffered some certain injuries because he played too many games far too early, and we don't want that with Mason.
Now, you may remember on yesterday's podcast, Darren Bent was saying he would sell Mohamed Salah if he could get Kylian Mbappe. No big surprise there. Kevin Nolan was on Alan Brazil's Sports Breakfast Show, and Kevin was having his say, which was basically Liverpool would be bonkers to sell Salah.
hold on a minute, hold on a minute.
No.
You know, rewind
got to 50 goals before anybody.
Selling Salah. Yeah. Mbappe, don't get me wrong, great player. I think he's just signed a new contract with PSG. But you can't put Sancho.
No.
You can't put his name anywhere near them two, can you?
No, I totally agree. I mean, he's broke all records, and he got to... He's the quickest ever Liverpool player to get to 50 when you think of all the greats of at Anfield. Listen, he's a special player, and I think the only people you can probably talk about are and put in that sort of sentence, if you're going to get rid of him, are a Messi, a Ronaldo,
Mbappe.
But you're going to probably pay double what you'll probably get for Salah.
If he's saying sell him for 100, you're going to be paying 200 for him.
Exactly.
100, because he's just signed a contract, Mbappe, so you're going to be paying 200 for him.
But why would you change it?
I was just about to say, why would you change? You've got potentially 3 years of these three top players at the best.
I think it's just Benny, Darren just rubbing shoulders with Durham. I think that is the problem. It's got to be. How can you say that?
Now, of course, keen cricket fans will know that yesterday was the first one-day between England and South Africa. Here's how that sounded live on TalkSport 2. And then straight after that, we hear from our very own Darren Goff.
Sweep shot, that'll be it. That wins the game. John Smuts hits the winning runs on his ODI debut. And South Africa have won comprehensively by 7 wickets. With 14 balls to spare.
When you haven't got a 90 miles an hour bowler, you're just almost waiting for the guys to make a mistake. We have been lucky enough to have Mark Wood or Jofra Archer over the last 12 months especially. And then if we'd have had Ollie Stone, if he would have been fit, he would have been another one we'd have had into the attack as well. So, and Ben Stokes, by the way, bowls 90 miles an hour. So there's lots of options there. It's a positive for England, but today was a poor performance.
There you go, Goffy doing what he does best, which of course is speaking. Well, I say best, I mean it's in his top 3, 5, 10. It's in his top 10, he speaks free. Anyway, a reminder, the next One Day International is on Friday, live of course, on TalkSport 2. Now, back to football. And Spurs face Southampton on TalkSport live tonight. Another fourth round FA Cup replay. And we spoke to the manager, Jose Mourinho. He was asked if he would ever consider not turning up for a game. A bit like Jurgen Klopp, who of course didn't turn up because of course he couldn't have got on a plane after the Liverpool game finished and then flown away for a week's holiday. No. He needs more than just 7 days off, doesn't he? Oh, the pressures of being a manager. I can hardly cope.
Jurgen Klopp is Jurgen Klopp. He does what he wants. He does what his board wants him to do or allows him to do. And he does what the rules allow or doesn't allow him to do. He does what he wants. It's another extra effort for the boys, and we don't have many of them in this moment. But I prefer. I think the fans, they also prefer. They have been in the stadium against Middlesbrough in the second game. I think they are going to be tomorrow again. So let's go. We are in the competition. So until we are going to fight.
Time now to check in with the Bob Hope and Bing Crosby of TalkSport, the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, the Dick and Dom of national radio. Yeah, Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs. I'll let you decide which one's Dom.
So we asked our fine production team to choose the clips for the clips of the month. So these are their favourites. So these are all new to us. This is Georgie Bingham with some surprise news.
Now, here's a good one. John Motson celebrating his 500th year as a commentator.
He's wearing well. Some of those early games. Yeah.
Don't he? That's older than football itself, isn't it? Well,
very much so, John. It is, yeah.
It's Mark Saggers talking about the FA Cup.
And as far as Middlesbrough are concerned, well, they've just kept that decent run going and they will enjoy a replay at the new Tottenham Stadium. Here's their manager, Jonathan Woodgoat.
Jonathan, the cartoon version of Borough, Jonathan Woodgoat. I don't know who'd be voicing him. Here's a Chelsea caller to Laura Woods on game day.
Yeah, is that a signing that you'd encourage, that you'd like to see happen?
Well, the only thing, I think Chelsea are quite strong on the wings in that they've got Hudson-Odoi.
Hudson-Odoi, yeah, he's got his own typeface, etc. He's a bit of an acrobat, you get the idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's next?
It's Joe Shannon on Villa's new striker.
And Aston Villa is set to seal an £8.5 million move for striker Mbwana Samata, the Tanzania international.
Yeah, Tanzania. And that did remind us of something, didn't it? Take it away, Peter Andre.
Tanzania.
Yeah, is Tanzania.
You get the idea there. And Alvin Martin now with an old adage.
There's a saying in football, you're only as good as your next game. Do you know what? I would say, no, you're only as good as the next game.
What?
It's brilliant. It's like a Mel Brooks line. It's fantastic. It's like something from Blazing Saddles.
Simon Jordan here. You and I are both listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Everton fans, pin back your luggles, because this is Seamus Coleman saying that he thinks Calvert-Lewin is ready for an international call-up.
To be honest, Dominic, this season, he's not changed a lot. He was always a great target man, give defenders a nightmare of a time for 90 minutes. And I just think in front of goal, maybe he just wasn't getting the goals that he would have liked. But this season, the goals are going in for him, and it's just deserved for the work he puts into every 90 minutes. He leaves it all out there, and it's great now to see him getting some recognition. And you know, for me, there's a lot of names being thrown about, obviously with the injuries for England, but you know, I think Dominic's put himself right in the mix as well.
I think he's ready for that.
I think the way he's played this season, and as I said, the goals he scored and his work rate, and I think why not, because there's been a few injuries in the England squad, and I think Dominic would be right up for the challenge, and it would be just rewards for his hard work since he's came to the club, really.
Time now to hear from the chief exec of the Premier League, Richard Masters. He was speaking with our very own Nigel Adley.
I'd like to sort of pay tribute, really, to our referees, who have a very difficult job at the best of time. They've had to take on something pretty big in VAR. We knew that there would be controversy associated with it. It's probably the biggest change, really, to the running of matches in the Premier League since its inception. And so it was never going to be totally straightforward. And as I've said on a number of occasions, it's having a positive impact on our decision-making, the accuracy of decision-making. So we are seeing referees and assistants' decisions improve. And so that's having an impact on results and on the league table, which is what VAR ultimately is there to do.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and it was Big Al alongside Steve Harmison. And they had Glenn Murray on the show. Of course, a prime target for Manchester United, if you believe all the rubbish you read in the newspaper. This is what Glenn had to say after signing, would you believe it, a new contract with Brighton. What a surprise. Oh, phone's ringing. Magic FM. Oh, they're offering me that massive raise to leave. I'll take that later. I'll take that. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, Glenn Murray.
I'm just glad to extend my stay at the club and obviously just prolong my career in the game itself, to be honest.
Glenn, I live in Nottingham. There's lots of talk of you going over there to Forest and saying that you know there was a chance of you going there. But then there's been a story today about Manchester United. Any news on that?
Not really, to be honest. I haven't heard much about it. I just let my agents deal with all that, and I just try and concentrate on what I've got to do.
Well, you've seen the story in the paper today, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen the story, yeah.
Right, OK, so that's why you haven't got your new year then, no?
So, Glenn, what about the next few games coming up for Brighton now? Because every point now is vital, isn't it? It's so tight down there.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, starts with a huge game at home on Saturday to Watford.
Oof.
Yeah, obviously, they all count. It's such a tight little pack down there. I think there's 7 or 8 teams in it that are all within a few points of each other. So, listen, it's just about keeping our nerve. We've been in this position before. The group's been in this position before. We've just got to concentrate on ourselves. I heard Kevin earlier just mention West Ham's coming up fixtures, and obviously that sounds great to us, but we can't look at other people's fixtures. We need to concentrate on ourselves.
And last but by no means least, we can go back to my show, Andy Goldstein Sports, by Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m, where, of course, we had more than just fun on the show. Remember? Fun. Remember what fun's about? Yep, this is it.
I'm sure Stacey's a lovely girl, but she's not going to find out.
She's probably done it as well.
Yeah, she's probably out now having a fling with it.
Where is she now?
Yeah.
She's at home right now. I'm on my way home, actually. I live in Stockport.
Where's she been, though? But where's she been, Abdul? I mean, you know, she could be out doing exactly the same with her boss, couldn't she?
Nothing happened there.
Okay.
No, she's right over the meat counter. You never know.
Does she listen to TalkSport?
No.
Let's hope none of her mates do.
You said she listens to H&J like in the afternoon during our break or something. Puts it on every now, but she won't be listening to this now.
Okay. Hold on, we got Stacey on line.
Oh my goodness!
Two. And hi.
Whoa!
Hello, Stacey. She's from Manchester. Where are you from?
She just hung up.
Where are you from, Abdul? She's in Manchester. Where are you?
Are you serious?
We just had a Stacey phone up.
In Manchester. Hold on, she's there. Hold on. She's there now.
She won't come on air.
Was she coming there?
Are you serious? Nah, don't do this to me. Are you serious?
Is she coming on air?
Hold on, one second, Abdul. Billy.
Wait, what's going on?
Hold on, one second. Can we get to air?
What?
She wants...
Whoa.
Right, Abdul, okay. I hate to be the bearer.
Abdul, we're going to bring her to air now and you can have a chat. Is that all right?
Okay.
You serious right now?
Yeah, you ready, Abdul?
Oh, my God. Nah, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
What, she's there?
Nice. Can't be on the line.
Well, let's bring her up and see what she says, yeah? Okay?
Okay, hold on.
Here we go. Abdul, wait there.
No, wait there.
Abdul, wait there. Okay, Stacey, hello.
Hello.
This is crazy.
Hello.
What?
Hello, Stacey. You've been a very naughty boy.
Naughty boy, Abdul.
You're having me on. Look, you got me paranoid. That's what it might happen. Oh, God. I was pulling over. I started indicating I was going to pull over. Pull over the bus stop. He's behind me. Ah, man.
Abdul.
Yeah.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah, more or less.
What was her name? Stacey?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. Evening, Stacey.
Hello.
Stacey?
Abd?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Oh, my God. Wait.
Hello.
Yeah, I did, but... No, that can't be her.
That is not.
That can't be her. Nah. Don't do this, man. Whoa. I mean, you guys, you got my heart rate up, man.
That's nearly it. A couple of things to remind you about. Of course, the first one being, you can download more of this goodness from Acast, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And would you believe, if you want to go back in time and like download last Tuesday's or Thursday week ago, you can. I mean, I wouldn't advise it. It'd be pretty out of date and pointless. But you can do that if you've got nothing better to do. I'll be back, of course, tonight from 10 p.m. taking your calls after live commentary of Tottenham against Southampton in the FA Cup fourth round. It's a replay, obviously, and it kicks off at 7:45.
You haven't made to me yet?
All right, Saggers, calm down. It's him over there, Mark Saggers, from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
I'll just call it White Hart Lane.
All right. I don't know why everyone calls it Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But anyway, live commentary on TalkSport from there, courtesy of Sam Matterface and Danny Mills. That's it. Thanks so much for watching. Have a great day, everyone. And make sure you join me and old Moonface from 10 p.m. tonight on TalkSport for the Sports Bar. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.